Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This all happened years ago. At that time, I was in my early teens. My parents and I went on vacation to New York that summer. We got an Airbnb somewhere in Manhattan, and we all had a lot of fun for the first couple of days. Then one night, we decided to visit Times Square. It was obviously a very popular spot for tourists. When we got there, it was already very crowded. It was hard for me to believe that so many people could be in one spot, and it made it difficult to navigate our way around. By that time, I was old enough to have a phone. Because of that, they didn't really mind if I went around by myself, just as long as I gave them notice of where I was and made sure not to leave the area completely. So, while my parents looked at stuff that I wasn't really interested in, I strolled around and took a lot of photos of different things that caught my eye. During that night, there were all kinds of people around. Tourists, locals, homeless people, cops, drunkies, druggies, performers. There were even people dressed up in costumes. There was everything that you would expect to see in Times Square. I saw a lot of interesting people, but there was one person in particular that caught my eye. It was someone dressed as Mickey Mouse, but there was something strange about this Mickey. The face of the costume looked off. It was honestly kind of creepy, which felt strange for a Mickey costume. He looked so strange that I couldn't help but stare at the guy. And the more I stared at him, the creepier and weirder he looked. Then it got even eerier when I noticed that the guy was staring back at me. Out of everyone else that was there, the whole situation was so weird and freaky. I just stood in my one spot having a stare-off with Mickey Mouse. I was just about to turn around and look at something else when out of nowhere, the Mickey Mouse started charging towards me. Then he started screaming and yelling in my face.
Pay me for taking a picture!
I tried to tell him that I hadn't done anything, but he just kept yelling and accusing me of taking a photo of him.
That'll be $20! Now pay up! Now!
I started shitting bricks. The guy was a psycho. I tried to break free from his hands, but he wouldn't let me go. He just kept telling me to pay him over and over again. After several seconds of struggling, I finally managed to break free and run off into the crowd. Everyone watched me in awe as I sprinted away from the maniac. I thought for sure that Mickey was going to chase after me, but as I looked back, he was just standing there, staring at me. I somehow found my parents a few meters away taking pictures of the skyscrapers, and I decided that I wouldn't tell them about what happened. I didn't want them to worry, so I just shook it off and pleaded with my parents to head home early. They were reluctant to go at first, but I managed to convince them, and my dad got us an Uber back to the Airbnb. I just decided to sweep the whole incident under the rug and act like it never happened. Later that night, when everyone was asleep, I tossed and turned in my bed. I was having trouble sleeping as I kept having nightmares about the Mickey Mouse. It was still the creepiest thing that I had ever seen. Every time that I was about to fall asleep, a picture of that creepy mask would flash in my mind and I would get startled awake. Then, to make it all worse, I started hearing noises in my room. I tried to just ignore them and go to sleep, but I kept hearing them more and more. I assumed that they were only creaks and wanted to just sleep it off, but it was hard not to listen to them. Then the noises got even louder. I suddenly woke up in fear and jolted up in my bed. I was sure that there was something in my room by that point. I could feel my heart beating faster and faster as I looked around to see what could be making all of the sounds. Then I saw something in the corner of my room masked in the darkness. It looked like the same scary-ass Mickey Mouse standing there and staring at me like an utter creep. I was shitting bricks. I sat there in my bed, perfectly still, in total silence and fear. I couldn't understand how he had found me. I didn't know if I was just seeing things or if the psycho had somehow broken into the Airbnb. Then out of nowhere, the Mickey Mouse charged and grabbed me by the collar again.
My picture!
I kept yelling and screaming as the Mickey began to shake me around and demand that I pay him.
Help! Mom! Dad! Help me!
The Mickey Mouse then pushed me away and ran out of my room and down the stairs. A few seconds later, my parents came rushing in and asked me what was wrong. I quickly explained what had happened and my dad immediately called the cops. The Mickey was gone by the time they got there, but they found him a block down the street and arrested him. It was all over after that, but it was years before I stopped having nightmares about him. I'm still traumatized by Mickey Mouse to this day. I don't think I'll ever fully forget that night. This story was inspired by a creepy incident regarding a man dressed as Mickey Mouse that got arrested in Times Square for harassing a teen. The Mickey Mouse culprit had allegedly harassed the victim and his father for money for a photo they had never taken. The culprit's name was never disclosed, but it has been mentioned that he had stalked the teen and was taken into custody after the outburst.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
When I was a teenager, my parents and I lived in an old house in a small town in Pennsylvania. My family wasn't the wealthiest. My parents worked hard and provided everything they could. I had small luxuries like a used Xbox 360, but the one thing I wanted more than anything else was to go to Disney World. I had been obsessed with it my whole life. Unfortunately, I knew it would probably never happen because my family couldn't afford it. It didn't stop me from begging my parents to go to Disney World for years. I always hoped they were secretly saving up money to surprise me one day, but sadly, that day never came. However, my parents did something for me unexpectedly. On my birthday, my dad took me to pick up a cake. The cake was Mickey Mouse themed, which gave me a sign of what was to come. When we got back to the house, I was surprised by all my friends and family standing in the backyard. They managed to set up a whole cookout for my birthday while I was gone. Everything was great, except there was just one thing that was off. Standing towards the back in the middle of the crowd was a large Mickey Mouse mascot. I was never a fan of mascots. The way their faces don't change and the fact that there's a person in there you can't see always gave me the creeps. The Mickey Mouse that day made every other mascot I'd seen seem normal by comparison. The suit looked dingy and cheap. There were a few stains on it, too. I didn't really want to go near him, but I made myself go along with it to avoid acting ungrateful. I walked up to meet him after setting the cake down. The Mickey Mouse looked creepy as hell. There was just something not right about it. I avoided him for the rest of the party, but the weirdo kept staring at me. I figured it was because of my birthday, but something about this Mickey Mouse just didn't seem right. I tried to get a sense of what other people thought of him, but somehow, nobody else was alarmed by his presence. As the evening progressed, everyone transitioned indoors. The adults went down to the basement, where I knew they would be drinking. And the younger bunch, including my friends and cousins, sat in the living room and played video games for a while. Annoyingly, the Mickey Mouse mascot lingered near us. I can recall him just pacing around and staring more at us than the TV. I did my best to ignore him. At some point, the mascot was nowhere to be seen. I figured he went downstairs where the adults were, so I got up to take a piss.
Hey, who's there? funny, guys! You made me pause my piss! Whoever's there, you're a pervert! I know it's one of you idiots! If you want to see it so bad, fine! Take it all in, you little shit! And I'm not gonna flush, because it's my birthday! You got that? What the hell? Go away! Somebody help me! Mickey Mouse is looking at my pecker and watching me take a leak! Get the hell out of here, you bird!
That hurt, you little birthday shit!
What the hell do you want from me?
Well, first you could start by not shouting. I hope you don't mind if I use the bathroom with you. I really enjoyed your technique. Would you like to see mine?
No! Leave me alone or I'm calling the cops! Somebody help me!
Shut up, bitch! Or I'll rock your world! Or should I say rock your Disney World?
What the hell does that even mean?
Allow me to demonstrate this on you!
Let go of me, you old shit-ass!
Stop squirming! I've been waiting to get in your birthday suit all night!
I ran down the hall, screaming for help. I went into the basement and told my parents what was happening. They were visibly drunk, so it took them a moment to process what I was saying. But when they finally got it, my dad went upstairs and confronted the mascot. That's when he charged at him, wrestling him to the ground. Moments later, more adults came up from the basement and helped keep him down until the police arrived. The old man was later arrested and taken away in a cruiser. It was later revealed that he was notorious for assaulting multiple victims in past parties he was hired for. I've been traumatized by Mickey Mouse ever since. The story was inspired by a disturbing incident regarding a Pennsylvania man who dresses Mickey Mouse for children's birthday parties. He was accused of assaulting 5 male victims. The Delaware County District Attorney's Office announced the arrest of Michael Cripps, 43 years old, of Colwyn, Pennsylvania. The allegations date back 7 years. Authorities were concerned the allegations were the tip of the iceberg. When asked if he was guilty in the courthouse, Cripps shouted nope. Whelan said Cripps ran a business called MC Parties, where he would dress as characters such as Mickey Mouse, Elmo, and SpongeBob SquarePants. The district attorney said there was no evidence he met any of his victims through his business. However, it was alleged that Cripps targeted single or divorced moms with young boys and volunteered to babysit. Cripps would reportedly become furious if his victims refused or resisted his advances. Cripps was held on a $250,000 bail and awaits preliminary hearings. I'll never forget what happened that night. It all started late one night. I was out at a bar by myself getting drunk. So, by the time it got to around 3 a.m., I decided that I should probably head home and get some rest. So I had one more drink and then left the bar. I probably should have gotten an Uber or a taxi.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
But I decided to drive myself home as usual. Plus, there weren't many cars out that time of night, so the risk was pretty minimal. Then, out of nowhere, this minivan swerved in front of me and cut me off. I had to slam on the brakes just to avoid hitting them. It was crazy. I was immediately upset and annoyed by the situation. They had the entire road to drive in, and they had chosen to cut me off like some dirtbag pieces of shit. I decided right then that I wasn't gonna let them get away with it without giving them a piece of my mind. I quickly sped up next to them and rolled down my window so I could start cussing at the van more.
Hey! You cut me off, you bastard! Who do you think you are, shithead?
The other driver didn't answer, and it was difficult to see inside as the windows were tinted, and it was dark. I figured he had gotten the point, though, so I yelled one more cuss word at him and drove off, accelerating as much as possible to get away from him. I thought that was the end of it. But then, not a minute later, the van pulled up and cut me off again. They had to have gone over 100 just to get in front of me. Whoever was driving was a total lunatic.
Are you kidding me? This piece of shit! I'm gonna kill you, you freaking asshole!
I sped up and drove alongside them again so that I could cuss them out even more. I was so angry that I went completely insane. I was barely even watching in front of me as I sped alongside the van and kept screaming at them. I started spitting on the window and screaming even louder, but they still wouldn't respond. Finally, I decided that there wasn't anything else I could do. So I spat at them one more time and then sped off and cut off the van for good measure. I was feeling pretty good about getting them back when out of nowhere, the van slammed into the back of my car. That's when the minivan started bulldozing the back of it and pushing up on my vehicle.
What the hell? This guy's crazy!
I completely lost it after that and started screaming bloody murder. I thought I was going to die. It was like an episode out of Jeepers Creepers. We went on like that for several minutes. Then, we finally both came to a red light and the van miraculously let me come to a stop. They still stopped with their van pressed up against my car, though. I figured that this was my chance to put an end to all of it. So I moved my car up a little and put it in park. But I was still so upset that I knew it was going to be a road rage incident. I felt hesitant to get out of my car, but I pulled myself together and stepped out to confront whoever it was. As I walked over to the van, I still couldn't see inside as the windows were too tinted. I stood there for a moment, expecting the driver to get out, but the van remained completely silent. That's when all my anger came rushing up to the surface again. This psycho was trying to run me off the road, but didn't even have the balls to come out and face me. I then started slamming my fist against the driver's side window.
Come out here and face me, you coward!
There still wasn't any response, so I started kicking and punching the side of the van in a total rage.
Come out here, you son of a bitch!
There was still nothing. I waited a few seconds, expecting the person to come out. Then suddenly, I heard the door from the other side of the van open. And that's when I saw the scariest thing ever. It was Mickey Mouse. It was a man dressed in a Mickey Mouse suit, like he had come from working at Disneyland. But it was no normal-looking costume. It looked absolutely terrifying. The guy just stood there, staring down at me like a gaunt psycho. I tried to stay angry and cuss at him some more, but I couldn't help but show fear in my voice. What do you want, asshole? You think I'm scared of you? It was a pathetic attempt to sound tough. He continued to stand there, staring at me. It was horrifying. Then, out of nowhere, three other cartoon characters got out of the van and stood beside Mickey. That's when they all charged at me. I tried to run, but they quickly jumped me. I began to panic as they all went insane and started kicking and punching me in a total frenzy.
Somebody help me! I'm getting jumped by mascots!
I tried to yell, but there was no one around to hear it. I just laid there on the ground while the cartoon characters continued to beat the shit out of me. I was sure that I was going to die then. But at the last second, the characters left and got back into their van. I was left on the ground in a bloody pulp as they drove away. Eventually, I managed to get into my car and drive away. Months later, I saw the whole incident caught on camera by another vehicle that had apparently driven by. It became a meme and a laughingstock on the internet. They don't know how horrifying that night truly was, though. I'm still traumatized to this day by Mickey and what he did to me. The story was inspired by a bizarre incident regarding a Russian driver who was attacked by a group dressed as cartoon characters, including Mickey Mouse and SpongeBob SquarePants, in a bizarre road rage incident. The unverified footage, filmed on another vehicle's dashboard camera, apparently shows the driver as he gets out of his vehicle and appears to be aggressive with the driver of the minibus. The group dressed up as cartoon characters can be seen sneaking around the side of the minibus before confronting the driver. The cartoon characters then appear to begin to confront the man in the middle of the road. The group soon begins jumping the driver, who falls to the floor. Following the attack, which lasts for about 15 seconds, the group appear to get back into the van before it drives off. The man slowly gets back to his feet and makes his way back to his vehicle, as the vehicle from which the incident had been filmed drives past and continues on its way. The video is believed to have taken place around 2:30 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It is not known, however, whether the video is authentic or an elaborate prank, but nonetheless, a very bizarre incident caught on camera.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.